healing by foremost, the foundation being the Word of God, but the gifts are definitely for today. The power of God is for today. I think we're coming in a time right now, I feel in my heart, this is a time, a real time right now, of prosperity. And for His people, but for a purpose. Prepare. We don't know what's in the future. But I feel in my heart to get my house in order, to be prepared for whatever. And it's not just money, because the dollar, they keep printing this thing. It becomes worth less and less. And the government wants to tell us, well, yes, inflation, but it's only 3%. Oh, is that what they're saying now? Well, it's a lot higher than that if you want to go buy a vehicle. Yeah. I mean, I have a pickup to 2010 that I'm just going to have to keep forever, I think. But the price of it's, 10 years later is doubled. Not 6%, it's doubled or more. After tax, it's more than doubled. So we'll just stick with the old Chevrolet. They run forever anyway, amen? Like, amens. Well, we won't get into the Chevy Ford thing. That won't go anywhere. Mr. Reed didn't come here to listen to about Fords and Chevys. I can tell he's looking at me back there saying, where are we going with this? Amen. So, Lord, we thank you again for your word. So, once again, we thank you for our ears being open. Thank you for a hunger for your word in our lives, Father. Not because Chad or anybody else is speaking it, because your word brings life. It does not return void. So, Father, we thank you for, as the word like seed goes forth tonight, we thank you for it landing on every heart, Father God, in good soil, producing fruit, Father God, unto righteousness, unto purpose, by the Holy Spirit. It's a guarantee, because His word says it does not return void, that His word is powerful. His word changes lives. His word changes the direction of people's lives. His word brings clarity and healing to our minds and our souls. And so we thank you for that tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said. And I love what King David has said. He says, your word is like honey on my lips. I love saying this, and this analogy, that if you're really hungry, right? Let's say you're hungry, you haven't eaten all day, but there's a juicy steak in front of you. Now you'll eat and eat, but at some point you're going to say, I'm done. Whether it's a 16-ounce steak or 32-ounce steak or the 72-ounce big boy. At some point you're going to back up from the table and say, enough! I'm full! But you know, with the word of God, what David was saying there, that your word is like honey on my lips. Did you know, as we start entering into His word, we don't get full, but we actually become hungrier? We actually become hungrier for that. Our spirit man, through this body, through this mind, through this flesh, starts saying, give me more of that! More of that! And we start using it to combat those things that the enemy would throw like arrows at our lives, his thoughts. As that word is, that honey that we've been eating on this subject called judgment. There's some scriptures that we use, I think, that we've twisted a little bit because of our thinking, our upbringing, how we look at ourselves spiritually, perhaps, how we were raised to look at ourselves spiritually. Amen. Any of you that have been raised, even in church sometimes, especially those that have been raised like some of us in real strict legalism, you think of judgment and said, there's no way this is going to turn out good. But you know, if you're before a judge and you're on trial and you're found innocent and the judge finds you innocent, did judgment just now become something that was to be celebrated? Something to be joyful about? As we start looking at this, I'm telling you, for us as the believer, judgment brings no thoughts of wrath or fear. Judgment means good things, actually, because actually, judgment in that Greek, it means decisions. It just means a decision. When you came to Jesus Christ, you made a judgment. You made a decision. I'm going to give my life to Jesus Christ. Or I'm going to explore this thing, this man called Jesus Christ, who claims to be the Son of God. I've made a judgment, a decision in my heart to pursue that. As we go through this, I can't help but say it right away. God has made a judgment with concerning you and me as far as good in our lives. When we hear the word judgment, you need to say, yes! God's decision in my life is yes and amen. He's brought me from death unto life. Judgment for you and I means something totally different. But see, we see how the world responds, and we'll talk a little bit about it, how the world responds to judgment. And they try to flip it around and say, you are fault-finding, you're judgmental, you don't love people. So they'll take something called, a word called judgment, and turn it around and twist it for something bad. But judgment for me and you is life, liberty. His decision towards you, his judgment towards you and I is wonderful. It's eternal life, it's provision. Is coming out of the law into his grace. Is coming out of the curse, which we've talked about on Sunday, into his blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we've... Isn't that wonderful? I want to talk about in John, I don't know, Bill, if you got John 3:17 through 21 in the Passion Translation. Did you get that? Thank you. So verse 17 saying, God, I just loved how it brought this out. We know what John 3:16 says, so I didn't bring out, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting. But there's so many good scriptures right after that. Verse 17 in the Passion Translation says, God did not send his son into the world to judge and condemn the world, but to be its savior and rescue it. Amen. 18, so now there is no longer any condemnation for those who believe in him. Amen. But the unbeliever already lives under condemnation because they do not believe in the name of his only son, the only son of God. Verse 19, and here is the basis for their judgment. Here's the basis for their judgment. The light of God now come into the world, but the people love darkness more than light. Because they want the darkness to conceal their evil. Verse 20, so the wicked hate the light and try to hide from it, for the light fully exposes their lives. But those who love the truth, amen? Do you love the truth tonight? Will come into the light, for the light will reveal that it was God who produced their faithful works. Hallelujah and amen. You know the world is under judgment already. God knowing the beginning to the end. A lot of the things what people are feeling is they're feeling a judgment on their life, but it's not a condemnation from you and I. It's a decision that they've made in their heart. This scripture says right now that they're under condemnation because they do not believe in the name of the only Son of God. You and I believe in his name, amen? We know through his name that we are received into heaven at the end of times. We believe that under his name, or declaring his name, we're healed right now in Jesus' name. We believe because we believe in his name that he's our provision. He's our healer. He's our strength. He's our encourager. He's our wisdom. But I'm telling you right now, the world is already under condemnation because of the way that they believe. God doesn't want to do it. It's not God who's put that on them. But the condemnation of sin and a life void of God, there's nothing in you that says, I've got purpose beyond. And if you're not willing to come into the light, you're going to feel a condemnation that is already there. It's not you and I that place it upon them. It's the decisions of the unbeliever who say, I will not come into the light, because if I come into the light, then my deeds will be exposed. And I don't want my deeds to be exposed because I like being in control of my life. I like making having the say of what I do and don't do. I will not come into the light. But the truth of the matter is, he calls all of us in the light. He says, come out from among them and be ye separate. Come into his marvelous light. His light brings us out of condemnation. It brings us out of judgment. And it starts out simply by this. Jesus, I believe you're God. I believe you shed your blood for my sins on the cross. And right there, you begin to come out of judgment and condemnation. Amen. Aren't you glad about that? That you and I don't live in judgment or condemnation. How can we as believers, when we come into his light, even in our struggles, believe that God is doing in our things in our lives, and we're saying, he's judging me for that. Because the word says that when we believe in him, we've come out of judgment, we've come out of death, and we've come into his marvelous light. You know, said God didn't send his son into the world to judge, again in verse 17, to judge and condemn the world, but to be its savior and rescue it. He is still rescuing people, aren't you glad? Amen. Still bringing, want to bring people into his marvelous light. But the truth of the matter is people have to come into the light. You know, the light disinfects. The light brings things into the open. Sometimes people don't want to have things exposed. But you know, the enemy will tell people, you don't want to have things exposed for the wrong reason. God is not there to shame people. He's not there to bring judgment. But he's actually there to bring healing, restoration, and light into their lives. Aren't you glad you're in the light? How do we come out of judgment? We walk in the light. We walk in the light. Amen. We don't participate in the deeds of darkness. Number one deed of darkness is, I don't believe. We have that one covered. We believe that he's the Son of God. Amen. Amen. 2 Peter 3:9. You know this one, just a reminder. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you. Pointing to every individual in the world, he's patient towards you. Amen. God's, if they would listen to his voice, he's saying, I'm patient towards you. I love you. Come into my life. Come into where there's restoration and healing and hope. Come on in. I want to replace those deeds of darkness with the fruit of the light. Amen. With the fruit of the light in Jesus' name. Patient towards you, not willing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. Amen. For everybody to come into repentance. You know, I think about those kind of groups that want to drown out this self-condemnation or judgment. And it's not just one group, but I think of particularly like the LGBTQ. I've known people that have come out of, you know, wicked lifestyles. Not just homosexuality, but God delivers people from homosexuality. God, when he brings them to the light, delivers them from that. Just like when he's brought you and I into the light, there's certain things in our lives that he's delivered us from. Still delivering us from our struggles, amen? But people don't want to come into the light. So when they don't like the truth, they'll bring accusation because really there's already condemnation and judgment there. They refuse to hear the light. They actually are under the condemnation, under the judgment, think it's you and I that are bringing it to them, but it's actually their own darkness, their own darkness that in their lives, in their way of thinking, that this judgment is there. There's no hope without Jesus Christ. And I'm not saying just with a LGBTQ, but other groups, but I think of those who are really right now antichrist, against the church, railing against the church, saying, why won't you accept our lifestyle? Why won't you do this and that? It's because we come out of darkness, and we want you to come out of darkness into his marvelous light. No, we're not going back into darkness, but we implore you, we plead with you, come out of darkness. Come into his love, come into his goodness, come into his peace. Come into his forgiveness. But if they rail against us saying, you're judging me, I'm not. Your own sin, your own life has a penalty of judgment that is already there. It's the harsh truth. It's the word of God. It's what it declares. And when people are willing to come into his light saying, I know there's something missing. They come into his life. Delivers. God delivers from every type of lifestyle there is. Aren't you glad? I don't care what type of lifestyle you've been in. I don't care what kind of lifestyle you might find yourself in now. God delivers and brings us out of every lifestyle. There's no sin too deep. There's no stain so deep that God can't cleanse it. Amen? Amen. I think of Mary Magdalene who came into the light. What do you think about Mary Magdalene, how she came into the marble light? Was she probably casting out, God casting, Jesus casting out seven demons? What type of lifestyle do you suppose that woman lived? Amen. But even her realizing her sin, her need for a Savior, came into the light. Father, we thank you for people coming out of judgment. The judgment there is, if there was any other way to come out of judgment other than Jesus Christ. What did Jesus say when he was prayer? Remembering, where was he in praying? Where he had great sweat, drops of blood. The garden of, Lord, if there's any way this cup could pass from me. There was no other way. He fulfilled the law, all its requirements, all its righteous requirements. As we'll see this coming Sunday, he became a curse for us. For the Word of God says, as cursed as anybody who hangs on a tree. For all to see the shame of it. It becoming a curse, becoming sin for us. The only way that you and I could come out of judgment. The only way for any of us to come out of it, coming to the light. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that we would realize as we look at people, the misery in their lives, people that might speak rudely to us at a store, or cut us off, or give us your number one sign in the traffic, right? Lord, may we realize that people need to come into the light. Lord, may we be evident for people to see in our lives that we walk in the light. I'm not saying we're perfect. I'm not saying that we don't struggle. But Father, we thank you that people will see that we walk in the light and they'll say, I want some of that. Come on into the light. Come out of the shadows. As we tell people about Jesus Christ and their heart draws them, they start to come out of darkness, out of that shadow, amen, into his wonderful light. That cleansing light, out of judgment, all of a sudden saying, well, that's why when we feel condemnation, which is judgment, is it? When we feel condemnation, which is judgment, we know that's a lie of the enemy. Who would say, what he's trying to do is say, come on back into the darkness. Coming into the shade of the so-called tree I have for you. Which is not good, right? No, stay right there in the sunshine. Except it's not 102 degrees. But his sunshine and his light is wonderful. Disinfects the soul, renews the emotions, takes the tangledness out of our minds in Jesus' name, brings great deliverance into our lives in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the light. Thank you that we're walking in the light as you are in the light, Father God. We thank you for those areas in our lives maybe that need to be brought into the light. Different compartments in our lives that maybe the door's shut, the light's off, it's dark. Father, we thank you for the light switch of the Holy Spirit being clicked on, that door open, and your Holy Spirit invited into that area of our lives, Father God, to grow in you, Father God, to grow in you, to be strengthened into you, Father, to mature in you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, God. Regardless of how long we've walked with you, Father God, we've all got areas that the light needs to be turned on. Just the way it is until we take our last breath, amen. God, switching lights on in different areas of our life. Father, I thank you for switching lights on. The Holy Spirit, the disinfectant power, sunshine of the light of Jesus Christ, shining in those lights in areas of our lives, Father, as we grow in you. Areas that we thought, man, we're just never going to grow in. Man, am I always going to struggle with this? Am I always going to be fearful in this area? We thank you that it's the light of your Holy Spirit that drives that fear out in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, we all have areas where this fear needs to be driven out in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for driving it out in this day, in this hour, in your people. It's because of the revelation of the grace of Jesus Christ that it's going to happen. Amen. When people say, regardless of what the struggle is or what's going on, I am establishing you. I'm not in condemnation. There's no judgment alive in my life, and I shall not walk in judgment. When you realize that, that's when we quit judging others. As it says in Romans 2, it says, you that are judging others, do the same thing as you release the power of sin and darkness in your life. We thank you, Father, because we come out of that. We're not walking in judgment, so we're not judging others. We're walking in the sunshine of your light, of your word, as we grow and strengthen in you. No judgment. There'll be those that will declare Jesus Christ to them. They'll think that we're judging them. But it's their own sin and it's their own lifestyle that is bringing judgment where they're at. Amen. We can't control other people's decisions. All we can do is declare. But I also like that being under grace and in his mercy and his love, I also like that my family is covered. There's no curse on my family. There's no curse. Some of them don't realize it yet, Mark. But they're going to. They're coming. Sure as the rain's going to come one of these days. The rain of his goodness and his glory is coming to that which represent is a part of me in Jesus' name. Every child, family member, those that I keep praying for, Father, they're coming in Jesus' name. You can smell rain. You can hear the sound of rain coming in Jesus' name, Father God. We thank you that it's coming. We don't know exactly when, but we know this is a season for harvest souls in Jesus' name. We declare that. So we thank you, Father, that sunshine is coming upon people's hearts in Jesus' name, driving out darkness, driving out judgment. Amen. We thank you, new Father God, that we have no judgment. 1 Peter 2, 9 through 11, Bill. Verse 9. 1 Peter 2, 9 through 11. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, hallelujah, a people for God's own possession. Wow. Wow. So that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness, amen, into his marvelous light, hallelujah. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. I'm not going to receive mercy. If you know him, you've already received mercy. Matter of fact, you have all the mercy you need because you belong to him. You pass from judgment into acceptance. Amen. You have your adoption papers. Amen. So you're not in darkness, you're in the light. And verse 11 says, Beloved, I urge you, because you are these things, because if you've come out of darkness into his light, Beloved, I urge you as foreigners and strangers to abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. Get used to it. We have things that war against us. Amen. I used to say, when's this going to be over? Darn it. When am I going to be perfect? Well, I was raised in very legalistic laws I had to follow. So I was waiting for me to try hard enough, not struggle. Well, it just became worse and harder. It didn't have to be long for me. I couldn't get past just a couple. Yeah, you're right. But you know, in that thing with this time, this ain't in this time and age, and God's grace and love and mercy. What I'm really in is to say, God, these things, we're dead to our sin. We're always going to have something that press against our soul. Me and Tyler were talking about it earlier. Saying, Lord, I used to think, when's this going to end? But now I realize I'm not looking, because your flesh always wants to just feel struggles, right? All our ducks are in a roll, right? Almost look for it, think about it, but really it doesn't arrive. But in our inner, regardless of the outward, we mature in him. This is each piece. And if you think about a lot of the struggles we have and things that we deal with, check and say, Lord, does this have anything to do with the judgment? As you're dealing with things in your day-to-day struggles, ask yourself, Lord, does this have anything to do with condemn or judgment? Because I come into your I am no longer judged. No longer under condemnation. Amen. Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's have some more scriptures about that. Ephesians, Bill, Ephesians 5, 8 through 14. It says, For you once were darkness. Now, let me ask you this. Does that mean that I used to read these things and say, Oh, that's true. I mean, we've got those circles now. My interpretation of what darkness and different what that meant, where I was at personally. I always looked at those things and said, I haven't arrived. So I'm under condemnation, or I'm under some kind, God's not quite pleased with me, or there's the other shoe's going to drop. You ever had that, like, man, things are good, the other shoe going to drop? But here where Paul is talking about, he says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Amen? Are you walking in the light? Amen? Now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Verse 9, for the fruit of light, I love this, for the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Amen? Can you lift your hand right now and say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. I walk in the light. I'm in the light. Lord Jesus, I thank you that I am in the light. I thank you that when I go to bed, you're watching over me and I am walking in the light. Lord, I thank you tomorrow morning your light is with me. I thank you that it lives in me. You said that you would write your word, your law in my heart. You said that your word would be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, Father God. We thank you that in a dark world, you and I are walking in the light. We thank you, Father, regardless of what's going on in our lives, that we are definitely walking in the light, and we're not walking in any type of condemnation or judgment, because we come out of that in Jesus' name. As we grow, even in our struggles, I thank the Lord. Say, Lord, thank you, I'm in the light. Man, if you're having struggles and realize you've got areas to grow, then you are definitely in the light, because you can see it. You see it. But you, even as you see it, you can rest in the knowing of this. I'm not under condemnation, not under judgment. I thank you for that, Father. Say in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Verse 10, as you try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. I find this wording interesting. As you try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord, do not participate in the useless deeds of what? Darkness. Amen. We're not walking in darkness. You and I, as we pursue him in the word, we're saying, Lord, show me what pleases you. You know, even in grace, there's things that don't please the Lord, obviously. And there's things that do. So as we walk in his light, he's always revealing, Lord, what's pleasing to him. God has a character. Did you know he has a perfect character? God has a personality. He has a perfect personality. God laughs. Did you know God laughs? I wonder what it sounds like in heaven when he laughs. We're going to find out someday. You think about everything that made in his image, the personality part of us, the laughter, joy, patience, fellowship.
Ooh, them dovetails coming through.
Pulses, the, you know, joint area, family. That talks about relationships and family.
Quarter table router.
God designed that. Amen.
We're going to use.
He's not stoic.
To round over.
Not somber. When we realize that we're not in judgment and we're not in condemnation, we see the good things of his character. What is his character? It's really simple, because what is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, faithfulness, meekness. What God is, just read about the fruit of the Spirit. That is what God is. Wow. The devil would spend his time trying to cast a shadow in our lives called darkness, saying, but really, maybe someday in the sweet by and by. But see, it's only for the unbeliever, the expectation of God. Made a way. But if they will just come into his light, if they're willing to come into his light, then they will experience. If we're not preaching of his goodness, of those characters of God, I don't think we're preaching the gospel. I don't think we're preaching the character of God. I think the Lord wants us to teach more about his character, his goodness for us. It gives us anything that will bring confidence to us that have come into the light, to continue in the light, and to draw others into the light. That's a good message. That's a good message. I say that's a good message. And those who aren't willing to come into the light will feel condemned and judged. And they will judge you without even, you don't even have to say a word. You just have to stand up and say, Jesus is the way. You know, you could send a message out on Facebook to a gazillion people saying, Jesus is the way. And that's all you have to say. And people will come back saying, why are you condemning me? Why are you judging me? No, it's the judgment of sin already on your life. It's not you or I. Not even God that wants to do that. Wanting to bring people into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 10. So as you try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord, do not participate in the useless deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. We don't even talk about it. Right? If you're talking to somebody who just wants to talk about all the nitty-gritty of their sin and saying, you know what, he's here to deliver you from that. He loves you. We don't need to hash everything out. Just know that he wants to bring you out. Don't hash it out. Come out. That was a rhyme. So when people feel like I've got to tell you all the nitty-gritty, you don't have to tell me the nitty-gritty. He loves you. Confess your sins. Ask Jesus to forgive you. Come on into his light. Start learning about his goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 13, but all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. Amen? That's the thing when I'm learning, when I'm struggling even. I'm saying, Lord, just bring this to light. What's the answer here? What's going on? What needs to be done? What do you want me to do? What direction? And just wait upon him. Sometimes it's just a little heart issue that his light will expose and just fry that thing. Bring it into, it'll bring that emotion or that thing in your mind into alignment with his word. Did you like how I said fry? You know, you ever think of it? It's the devil's worst enemy, light. Is that not true? The devil's worst enemy is the truth. Amen. 13, I'm going to read again. Yeah, but all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, awake sleeper, amen, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Thank you, Lord, for shining on us. Thank you that he's shining on us right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that you're shining. Lord, as we wrap this up today, Father, we just want to take a minute and say, Lord, we invite you by your Spirit to shine in every area of our lives because we've come out of condemnation. We've come out of judgment. We invite you, Father, to shine your Holy Ghost in our hearts, emotions, in our will, in our mind. We just invite you to do that. Father, we thank you for the light right now. We thank you, Lord, that. And then, Lord, start revealing the goodness of God, your character to us. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your character, right? Your love, your joy, your peace, your long-suffering, your gentleness, all the things that you offer us. Father, all the your patience towards us and your kindness towards us. We thank you for that, Father. As you shine, we ask that you shine that character of yours upon our hearts, Lord, upon our minds, Father. We ask, Father God, we invite you, Father God, knowing that there's no condemnation, knowing there's nothing that you could shine on us, Father God, that'll separate us from you. But God, it'll bring healing. It'll bring a disinfectant to an area of our souls, and we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, it's wonderful to know that regardless of what's happening, what's going on, that we belong to you. Nothing should be able to separate us from the love of God. We thank you that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God. You believe that, saints? Amen. Can we stand up? Brother, I forgot. Father, we lift up Terry. Lord, but I don't know if Terry's walking with you. Lord, as we've been preaching tonight, Lord, I pray, first we pray for your protection and healing and his life being spared in Jesus' name. Father, we declare, Lord, we thank you for angels, Father God. Father, we thank you for your power, your angels, your spirit, Father, surrounding him, protecting him in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that right this minute that you would enter his mind. Father, I pray that light would start entering his heart and his mind right now. We pray for the light of the gospel to enter Terry's life right now in Jesus' name, Father. We declare that, Father God. I know that man was covered with prayer from the day he was born, Father God, as his mom and dad served you faithfully, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, for that, him being dedicated to you, Lord, that he is in your hand. And we thank you for protecting him and doing a miracle in Terry's life. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Yeah, he was around A.A. Allen. Yeah. Can we get some men to, and women to lay hands on Reggie? We want to continue to pray for Reggie. Can we pray for healing of cancer in Jesus' name?
Right now, everything that you provided for Reggie, come into being now. Strength, peace, health, come into being now. We call you into being. It's been created. It's been given. We call it into being. Right. Cancer, you are bound. You are nothing. You are nothing. We bind you and we cast you out. We command you to die from the roots. In Jesus' name, thank you,
Lord. Lord, we just thank you for Reggie. We thank you, Lord, that you're healing him, and that this cancer is out of him. It cannot stay in him. He's a child of the King, and we just cast it out in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And amen. Anybody else want to pray?
Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for this man of God, Father. We thank you, Father God, that it's not his time, Father God. And we thank you in the name of Jesus that you are a miracle worker, Father God, that nothing is too difficult for you. So, Father, right now we just speak to his body.